Blackstone Audio presents Face to Face by Ellery Queen. This book is read by Robert Fass. Part 1. Profile. There is in every human countenance either a history or a prophecy. S.T. Coleridge. 1. On the penultimate lap of his round-the-planet tour, pumping police chiefs in odd cities for usable stories, Ellery had planned an overnight stop in London. But on flying in from Orlais, he ran into an Interpol man in Commissioner Vail's office at New Scotland Yard. The Interpol man was muy simpatico. One good yarn led to another in a procession of pubs, and before he knew it, several days and nights had blinked by, putting the new year just around the corner. The next morning, spurred by conscience and a head, Ellery stopped in at the airline office to pick up his ticket. And that was how and when he met Harry Burke. Burke was negotiating passage on the same jet to New York. The Interpol man introduced Burke as a private inquiry agent.
"One of the best, Queen." "Which, of course, means he doesn't pad his expense account by more than 10%.
Burke laughed. He was a short, sandy-haired man with the neck of a wrestler who looked like a good companion for a fight. He had very light, almost transparent eyes, and they had a trick of disappearing, as if they were not there at all. He looked like a Teuton. The Burke said he should have talked with a brogue, but his speech came out on the Bury side. And before leaving them together, Interpol cheerfully identified him as a renegade.